took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot, fired up breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We tackle a new topic, have prayer, and I assign a task for today during each broadcast. And this is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is stop backing down. God didn't make no punks. Stop backing down, folks. God didn't make no punks. Our scripture for today comes from Psalm 27, 1 through 6, and Psalm 46, 1 through 3. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can join me live by calling in at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. You can also learn more about me, the ministry, and everything else that's going on my website, which is feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Psalm 27, or to the 27th division of Psalm, verses 1 through 6. And I am reading from the KJV. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Let's go to Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. What is our topic for this morning? Stop backing down. God didn't make no punks. Come on and give the Lord a praise right now, wherever you are, for his word. Now, as Christians, we always find ourselves living this dilemma of how to maintain that perfect balance of being humble as the Lord has required of us, while also understanding that being humble and turning the other cheek does not require us to be a doormat. So many times, this is an enigma for us. Well, Lord, how do I turn the other cheek? How do I show myself to be someone who has humility? How do I show the love of Christ while at the same time being able to stand up for what is rightfully mine, being able to advocate for you, being able to defend your word, your will, my family, and my friends? In other words, Lord, how can I have an advocate self-defense, a justifiable self-defense, and still be a Christian? because we have for so long allowed people to say every time we speak up for ourselves, I thought you were a Christian. Well, how can you be a Christian and you're upset about a situation? How can you be a Christian and you just didn't forgive automatically for the wrong that was done to you and allow that person to be your friend again? How can you be a Christian and you are not willing to go and just hear what this person has to say? Well, I want to encourage you this morning to understand that those particular positions are not godly. That's not biblical. I'm telling us that as Christians, we are required to lie down, be a doormat, let everyone walk all over us, never have an opinion, never have a righteous argument, never stand up for righteous judgment. That's why you have to learn this morning to stop backing down. Now, in the book of the division of Psalm, I'm sorry, the 27th division, where we read here, the word encouraged us to understand that our life, our light, our strength is hidden in the Lord. And because of that, we don't have to walk around in fear. That when our enemies, the wicked, when our foes come against us and they try to overtake us, God already causes them to stumble and to fall. That when trouble comes, he hides us underneath his strength. Now, that does not mean that he hides us for us to be cowards, for us to be, have a yellow stripe down our back. It means he hides us to strengthen us that we would be able to go forth in warfare. And then in Psalm 46, it let us know that God is our refuge and strength. Though everything else around us may be in chaos, we are still hidden within the Lord. But again, that does not mean that we are supposed to be doormats. Well, let's talk about that for a minute. How do we know that? Well, even Jesus exemplified righteous anger when he went into the temple and he saw that the money changers had made God's house a place of merchandise. He began to take the cords, he twined them together, intertwined them, and he whipped the money changers out of the temple. Now, that's not what I'm saying. That's in the Bible. So when we see here that Jesus, our Savior, our role model, had a righteous anger, and he acted righteously upon that righteous anger. And that's in the book of John 2, chapter 2, verse 15, where he whipped the money changers out of the temple. That lets us know it is okay as Christians not to back down, but to have a righteous anger, to demand righteous judgment. And then when people are telling us, well, you have to forgive for everything that was done for you. And if you don't allow me to be your friend again, then you have not forgiven me anymore. Well, we go to, again, the example that Jesus has already laid out for us. And he was on the cross. He was hanging between two thieves. One asked for forgiveness. The Lord told him that he was forgiven. And then he completed that by saying, "And this night you shall be with me in paradise." That's in the book of Luke chapter 23. He didn't say, "I forgive you and now I'm bringing you down off the cross." No, "I forgave you," which allowed you to have eternal life. In other words, the spiritual consequences were removed, but the natural consequence for the action remained. So being a Christian doesn't mean that when I forgive you, I have to allow you back into my life. It means I no longer wish you any ill will. I have forgiven you. I will be praying for you. I have removed any spiritual taint of you with me. But whether or not I choose to go back into fellowship with you, it's called grace and mercy. I'm not required to do that. This is important to know, because once you understand this, you will learn how to stop backing down from situations where you really need to be able to speak up, where you really need to be able to express your feelings. This is why you see Christians whom people a lot of times call two-faced or hypocritical. It's not that they're two-faced or hypocritical. Somewhere along the way, someone has mistakenly informed them that being a Christian means you must suppress every feeling, every emotion, so that they have held in things that they should have said for such a long time. And
And on the one hand, they're still angry, they're disgruntled, or they're jaded, they're tired. Enough has been enough. But because they have this false perception of what a Christian is, they've never voiced it, they've never vented, they've never verbalized it. So when they see the particular person or people, they're smiling on the outside because they think this is what they're supposed to do to exemplify the right litmus test being passed of being a Christian, while on the inside, they have an ought against you because you wronged them. I'm here to tell you this morning, you can stop backing down now. And you can begin to speak. Because when you speak the word, it brings forth deliverance, not only for that person, but for you. Because you are able to be truthful as to the situation. Now, in the book of 1 Samuel 19, Saul had decided that he wanted to kill David. And he told Jonathan, his son. Well, Jonathan was great friends with David, so he went and he told David about it. Now, David already knew the call that was on his life, which was for him to be king. David didn't say, well, I should just give up this call because now Saul wants to kill me. Saul is king and I am going to succeed him. I need to just back down, tell the Lord, I can't do anything about this now because I'm a Christian. No, David tried to work it out, but he also prepared for battle. In the book of Judges, chapter 7, Gideon, a warrior, he went to fight with only 300 men. He started out with over 30,000, but the Lord kept gleaning the men and coming in and winnowing them out. He kept purging them till he got them down to 300 to go in and do battle. You see, God is a God of spiritual warfare. Although we always like to paint him as just Jesus' love, he wouldn't say anything that hurt anybody's feelings. God wouldn't do anything that hurt anybody's feelings. I always wonder what Bible you're reading. All throughout the Old Testament, we see the nature of God. He sends his people to war repeatedly to accomplish his purpose. We saw that he sent a flood to destroy humankind. God accomplishes his purpose. And then in the New Testament, when Jesus comes in with grace, we still see that even Jesus accomplishes God's purpose. He calls the Pharisees and Sadducees vipers when he needs to, hypocrites when he needs to. Jesus was not some little wimpy kind of savior walking around worrying about everyone's feelings. No, his worry, his focus was on the soul. Do what needs to be done to save the soul. If I have to tell you, Peter, get behind me, Satan, although you're one of the 12 that I have chosen, because at this point, you are bucking against the will of God. If I have to say that didn't I choose 12 and one of you is a devil referencing Judas, I'll say it. If I have to whip the money changers, I'll whip them. If I have to tell the thief you can go to heaven, I mean, you're forgiven, but you still will suffer the natural consequences of natural death, I'll tell it. Why? Because I'm here to save souls. And as a Christian, if you want to save your own life, your own soul, your own mental health, your own family, there has to be a time when you stop backing down and stand up for righteousness. Stand up for righteousness in your home, with your family, in the way you live your life. Everywhere you go, you cannot be afraid any longer because God didn't make no punks. Let's get ready and go into prayer. Hallelujah, because our time is running out. Wherever you are, begin to magnify the Lord this morning to help you be a courageous Christian, a warrior. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, we come this morning in your name. We praise you because this is another day's journey, and truly we are glad about it. Father, we thank you this morning because you have shown us that you are our light, our salvation. You are the strength of our life, and because of that, we are not supposed to be walking around in fear, but that we ought to be warriors, Lord God, honoring on you, standing up for what is right. On yesterday, Lord God, you gave us the teaching of fight for your peace of mind, like a Marine at war. And you taught us that you have given us supernatural peace, but we have to be willing to fight for what you have given us, Lord God. Help us to be warriors. In 1 John 4:18, your word tells us there is no fear in love. Perfect love casteth out fear. Fear hath torment. But if we are still walking around in fear, then we haven't been made perfect in love. In your word in Matthew 11:12, you tell us that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, but the violent taken by force. Spiritual warfare, interceding, praying. Natural warfare, standing up for what is right, especially in today's society where it is unpopular to be a Christian, where you can be tormented for speaking God's word. Help us, Lord God, to not be afraid, but to stand up in your power, your blood, your anointing, because people's feelings can't be the priority. They should be something that we care about. How we speak, we should care. But saving the soul always is first priority. Now, Lord, I come in agreement with everyone listening to this broadcast now and those who will listen later. You know the requests, Lord, that they have laid out before you. I come in agreement with them now that their prayers are answered. And, Lord, I ask you to give them a warrior spirit this morning. Help them to fight for their peace of mind like a Marine at war. Help them to stop backing down, to realize who they are, to put on the whole armor of God, to speak your word with authority, confidence, love, compassion. All of that can be done simultaneously. Because, Lord, we must stop backing down. In your name, Lord, we count it done. Come on and praise Jesus wherever you are this morning. Our time is running out. Come on and magnify him, that you are no longer someone walking around in fear, but that you understand that being a Christian is not synonymous with a doormat, but it is synonymous with a warrior, the righteous warrior of the Lord. Fight a righteous fight. Come on and magnify the Lord. Let me give you our announcement and then our task for this morning. Stay in the spirit. Tomorrow is Field D Fire Friday. This is where I intercede for you and pray over your prayer request. So if you have any requests, please go to my website. Enter them on the Contact Us page. That is fieldfire.com. fieldfire.com. Additionally, if you missed yesterday's powerful teaching on fight for your peace of mind like a Marine at war, 1-5, baby, I dare you to go back. I have received so many compliments and so much positive feedback on that I have friends who are texting me and calling me saying 1-5, baby. So go back and listen to that. You can hear it on our website. It's on the archives. So go to fieldfire.com. Go to the morning motivation page. And from there, you can click archives and hear yesterday's teaching, as well as today's teaching will be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern. So please share this teaching with someone else. Now, and then lastly, I ask you to pray for me. I'll be in court today. I'm an attorney, for those who don't know, as well. And I took on a case, a criminal defense case, on Monday. Talk about don't back down. And it's the person is charged with one felony and one misdemeanor. And we went into court for the arraignment, you know, where they read the charges and you enter your plea. And we got in there and the prosecutor came and told me, oh, well, we have an offer for your client. And so my client and I had already discussed that we were going to take this to trial. We didn't want to back down. So when I walked in, they had an offer. I went in. I had to tell the client the offer because that's what I'm required to do. And he said, no. You told me you feel like you can win this thing, and I don't like what they're offering anyway. We're not going to take this. We're going to fight it. So that's what we said. No, we're going to go to trial. As a Christian, you can't be afraid to back down. That's not just when you're speaking the word, but when you're operating within your call. So pray for me. We're trying to work this out. I believe I will be able to get the charges dropped for this client, and that's what I'm working toward, that we won't even have to go to trial or anything. God has blessed me in criminal defense to this date. I've never pled out a client. I've never done a no contest plea. I've never done a guilty plea. I've never represented a client who's taken a plea deal, a plea bargain, and I praise the Lord for that. That's favor, and I hope that it continues. So pray for me, and then today I'll be in court for a different client, and this hearing scheduled on yesterday. So I'm going in, and I'm not taken down. I'm going in believing that I'm going to prevail for this client. So keep me in your prayers today. Now, our topic for this morning is stop backing down. God didn't make no punks. Your task for today is to fight a righteous fight. Whatever injustice comes or arises in your life today, fight a righteous fight. Now, use wisdom. Don't get yourself fired from your job. Be compassionate, but be authoritative. Fight the righteous fight. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. You can also follow me on social media, Facebook at Roxy Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30. Praise the Lord. Stop. Back.